Welcome to the Mountain Grapevine program on WART Community Radio for Madison County, North Carolina. My name is Chuck Blethyn, your host for today's program. The Mountain Grapevine reports on all things grape and wine in the mountains of western North Carolina, and sometimes elsewhere. My programs will have interviews with movers and shakers in the viticulture and wine industries, as well as some educational sessions on wine etiquette, wine evaluation, and special value-added products that can be made from grapes. Today's program, we're going to be interviewing Mr. Bob Bowles, founder of the Asheville Wine and Food Festival in Asheville, North Carolina. Bob's been around for quite a while working on this special festival. I've been privileged to participate in it a couple times over the past years, and will be again this year as a wine judge. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to found the Asheville Wine and Food Festival.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I'm glad to be here. And before I get into that, let me say you've done more than just participate, because you've helped to teach a lot of people how to taste wine, and that's been very, very important to us. As the Asheville Festival now has quite a few entries, I think 60 entries this year, in terms of wines from the wineries throughout western North Carolina, and so they really appreciate all the work that's gone into this. Now, the festival itself is and still and started out as a promotion of food here in western North Carolina, and it's really part of the Slow Food Organization, which I've been privileged to work with. What we saw within the slow food movement itself was the loss of family farms, and one of the things that we wanted to do was to figure out how to help farmers retain those family farms in terms of new agricultural products and projects. And of course, winemaking in North Carolina has really come a long ways in the last 10 to 20 years or so. In fact, what is there today? Probably about 300 wineries out there. There's about 500, 600 vineyards out there.
I think the current number is 215 wineries and 485 vineyards.
Yeah, it really, really has grown. So that was a key to us in terms of what we wanted to do to actually help promote, quote, saving the family farm. Part of the process also, in addition to promoting the agriculture, was Slow Food. One of their missions is to help people understand where their food comes from. So the second part of that was to help people to taste good, local, sustainable foods. And that process brought in a lot of the food producers in western North Carolina, in particular restaurants. Because we have some of the finest restaurants anywhere, I will say anywhere in the world, based upon local great food and wonderful chefs, but also our food producers and such organizations as the Blue Ridge Food Ventures and, of course, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project. They've really helped a lot of farmers and a lot of small producers to really grow and create fantastic and wonderful products that you can buy locally that help people feed themselves and also help sustain in terms of the local food economy and the local products that are being grown on farms.
Well, so, one of the things that we've noticed as being relatively new people here, being here for about 8 years, is that Asheville proper has a lot of restaurants that actually brag up front, right on the windows in many cases, and certainly in their menus, about having local produce, local foods, local farmers, and so forth. And a lot of other cities usually don't see that. So this is really a happening place when it comes to food, and hopefully now with wine.
Well, you know it is, Chuck. And in fact, as I look at other festivals throughout the United States, and we're not the largest festival in the United States for sure, but we rank right up there with some of the top festivals that you would find in Washington, D.C., in Miami, in Atlanta. And really, it's not because of the attendance necessarily, but it is because of the number of food vendors, the number of restaurants, the number of wineries, the number of distilleries, the number of breweries, the number of food producers. I mean, a number of farmers that are there showcasing the charcuterie and other products. It really, really gives a breath to what's available here in western North Carolina.
Do you have a sense yet as to how many food vendors and how many wineries or so forth that will be exhibiting this year at the Asheville Wine and Food Festival?
Yes, Chuck. In fact, with a week to go at this point where we're here talking, So far, I think we have a little over 145 exhibitors and vendors. And when I say exhibitors and vendors, everyone will showcase their product by providing samples, as well as the wineries will providing small tastes of their wines themselves. And you have the opportunity to actually buy bottles of wine or cases of wines, and small food producers who are actually producing prepackaged food, you can taste their foods and you can also buy those foods and take away. Restaurants, they're providing small plates of food, so you can really enjoy their foods, and hopefully after the festival in the next week or in the next year, you'll come and actually be in their restaurant and enjoy the food and the creativity that they've put into the food itself. But we have over 30 restaurants that's in the 145. We have almost 30 different wineries that are represented. And when you think a winery probably has a minimum of 5 wines they're going to showcase, and if not more, that's close to 200 different wines that you can try, if you think you can. And then all the
I'm not sure I would want to try to make that effort.
well, Chuck, with 60 wines that you and others are tasting in terms of the wine competition, that's enough as it is.
Yeah, we're going to be quite busy. As a matter of fact, just before I came here, I had Pete Flan come over. As you know, he's the president of the French Broad Vignerons this year, and he's been doing an excellent job in promoting the kinds of things that we do. But he informed me that as of today, we have 73 wines.
Oh, that's incredible.
So we're just tickled to death. And I've signed up personally for the Saturday session for tasting. There'll be 5 different wine tasting sessions, and I'll be the table judge on our group. So it's going to be an interesting experience, and hopefully we'll get as good a wines as we had last year. And I have to tell you, last year we had a really, really good batch of nice wines from North Carolina.
Well, I visited many of the wineries. The wineries are really, really excited to be there and to showcase their products.
Now, with respect to the actual floor space, how many square feet of exhibitor space do you have?
Chuck, you better wear your tennis shoes. That's the best thing I can tell you, because it is all 3 floors this year. So
all three floors,
yes.
Wow. And where is this going to be?
This is at the U.S. Cellular Center, downtown Asheville. Many people know it as the Civic Center. But we'll start in the very bottom where a lot of the beer festivals are held. We'll come up to the main arena, and then from there to the beautiful space that's around, with surrounded with all the windows and everything. And you can either go out or you can go back down and start all over again. So, you know, depending if you're VIP and you have 4 hours, or you're general admission and you have 3 hours. You know, someone said, is 3 hours really long enough? I can say,
no.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Not enough time. Well, I think having a program printed will be helpful. You're going to do that again this year?
Well, we'll have a program printed this year, Chuck, and thank you for asking, because we have an app for the first time. And the app is available on the website right now. It's for Android, and hopefully we'll have the Apple version of that released very shortly. But it will list all of the different booths and places you can go and things you can do. And, you know, what I wanted to mention, in addition to being able to taste the food and different things like this, we have blind wine tastings. Now, the wine's not blind, but you all know what wine that is. And this year we've also added a blind beer tasting, because we really want people to know, oh, what's the difference between an IPA or a porter or a stout, just as we do with wines. And it really is a guessing. And Metro Wines is providing that for us. So, you know, we have the culinary demonstrations where we have some of the top chefs in Asheville, as well as some of the Southeast, coming to showcase some of their secrets, the chefs' competitions, the wine tastings. We just have a lot of different things going on this year.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting time. I know I'm going to be spending some time working down there at our regular booth, so it'll be a fun thing. I'm looking forward to it. Last year I attended, of course, and participated in the wine judging too, but it's always a fun thing to do. If you're in this region, you should really check out the Asheville Wine and Food Festival here in the U.S. Cellular Center or Civic Center downtown Asheville. Are there any special notes that you'd tell people about what times it's going to be, where they should be parking, or when they should come, and that kind of thing?
Well, thank you, Chuck. And before, let me just say, Chuck, thank you so much, because you were at our very first wine festival 7 years ago on the river, doing courses on Wine 101, how to enjoy and understand wine itself. So we really thank you for all that you've helped us grow into. So, you know, actually, when I say the Wine and Food Festival, I really have to back up just a little bit, because there are three main events that go into the festival itself. And so what we've been talking about is the Grand Tasting, which is Saturday, August the 22nd. VIP entrances at 1 o'clock. General admission entrances at 2 o'clock. And the biggest difference between VIP and general admission for folks is that VIP, we have a lot of great seating. We have specialty wines by some of the local vineyards. We have specialty foods by in fact, I'll say it, by Green Life, which is doing a fantastic job for us this year. And so that gives you a little head up. Plus, you get in a little ahead of time. You get to see some of the special events and different things that are going on.
Is there a difference price on the VIP?
There is. VIP is $85. General admission is $65.
Okay.
So $20 for a lot of people is well worth the ability to get there first. Now, not that things are going to run out, but, you know, we've got some incredible restaurants and we've got some incredible wineries, and goodness knows that sometimes it's hard to keep up with all the food and all the wine. But where I wanted to go with this is that we also are showcasing both our dessert makers that are here in Asheville with Sweet, which is on Friday night. And it's desserts, it's sparkling wines, it's great music at one of the finest, I think, venue places that we have in Western North Carolina, if not in the United States, which is the Grove Arcade downtown Asheville. I mean, that is absolutely a fantastic and beautiful location. The acoustics are grand in there for our music this year, and the dessert makers and ice creams and gelatos, and oh, it's just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, you said some bad words there. As soon as you say ice cream and gelatos, I just may have to try to take that one. What are the tickets cost for the dessert?
And those are $49 per person, and you know, it is a one ticket. You get everything. You don't have to buy anything at these events. Although at the Grand Tasting, we do encourage you to buy wine from the wineries, bottles and cases and different things like that.
Sure.
But, you know, we even have taken it a little farther, because for the last 4 or 5 years, North Carolina and the South in particular has been embracing distilleries and the spirits industry. And so on Thursday night, we have Elixir. This is our third year. I think we'll have probably about 15 distilleries. Most of them are from North Carolina, and you're going to find the whole gambit from whiskey, and that is spelled with a Y and not an E-Y. Yeah, that's a distinction out there, yes. As well as vodka, all-natural vodka, organic vodka, and sweet potato vodka, which, you know, sweet potatoes are number one crop here in North Carolina. As well as, yes, okay, there's going to be moonshine there. There's going to be Carolina rum there. And gin, I have to mention Cardinal Gin, because they produce, I think, one of the finest Western-style gins here in Western North Carolina, which I think is really great. And that's also $49, and that'll be at the Greek Hellenic Center, or the Morris Hellenic Center, which is just a couple of blocks off from downtown Asheville. And that's Thursday night, August the 20th, from 6 until 8 o'clock.
So it sounds like you've got three full days and evenings for things to do for people who are interested in food and wine. I would say the distilled products and so forth fits in with the food and wine things for sure. But Thursday night, the Elixir, and the Friday night dessert.
Sweet, yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
And then on Saturday is the Grand Tasting.
Grand Tasting.
Okay. That sounds like somebody could really, really have a great time tasting all these various products and certainly the food. So,
you know, part of that, Chuck, is that we located downtown Asheville. Mm-hmm. So you can get out, you can walk to local restaurants afterwards if you're still full, but you can really enjoy the ambiance, and you can really, you don't have to get in your car and go anywhere else. You can really enjoy yourself. We have room packages at some of the major hotels downtown if you're coming in from out of town. So there's just a lot to do before, during, and after the festival.
Sounds great. Well, Bob, let's take a moment break right now for our sponsor, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Our sponsor for this week's program is Susie Sutton's Superstition Suppressant. Most of our listeners are superstitious about one thing or another. Susie Sutton had a whole passel of superstitions which ruled her life. Then one day, she heard a story about a fellow in Old Laurel Branch who developed a way to get rid of superstitions. Susie went to visit the old guy, and found out that he had indeed developed a way to get rid of all kinds of superstitions. She tried it, and it worked great. Much to her surprise, the inventor didn't sell his discovery. Susie asked him if she could try to make the superstition cure commercially available, and he agreed for a very reasonable 1% royalty. Susie went to work getting all of the ingredients for the magic potion. The list of ingredients included rare bat flea droppings, sorghum roots from under a rock, and sassafras tree frog spit, among many other exotic materials. She made it up in 5-gallon batches and parceled it out in small brown dropper bottles with a label showing Susie Sutton Superstition Suppressant as the name of the potion, a list of ingredients, and dosage instruction. Susie wanted to have full disclosure. Instruction said to place 3 drops of the potion in each ear twice a day, and don't mind the smell or the greenish stain it gives your ears. Within 2 weeks, your superstitions will all be gone. No more tossing spilt salt over your shoulder. No more worrying about bad things happening when you break a mirror, open an umbrella in the house, or walk under a ladder. And what a conversation starter when your friends see your green ears. They might think you're related to Dr. Spock. Susie Sutton's Superstition Suppressant is another special product made in the good old U.S. of A. here in Madison County, North Carolina. You can buy Susie Sutton's Superstition Suppressant today at Zuma's Cafe in downtown Marshall for only $1.298. And now back to our regular program.
Well, we've been speaking with Bob Bowles, the founder of the Asheville Wine and Food Festival in Asheville, North Carolina. He's been telling us about some of the wonderful venues and wonderful events that's going to be taking place during the event this year. And now, Bob, let's go back and talk about some of the other things. You'd mentioned earlier about a chef's competition. How's that going to work?
Well, Chuck, you know, this is probably, I think, the 6th year of the Chef's Competition. The Asheville Scene Chef's Challenge has evolved a bit over the years itself. In the beginning, we would have about 14 weeks of competitions leading up to the final 4 chefs. And this year, we've modified it a bit. And so we've had 2 events. One is called Amuse and one is called Elixir. And in that, we allowed the attendees to help choose both the chefs for the Grand Tasting Chef's Challenge event and also the mixologist for the Elixir event. Now, I didn't mention that we're going to have at Elixir, I think almost 12 of the finest bartenders here in the Asheville area mixing up drinks based upon a secret ingredient. Okay, we just released that secret today. It's Crude Bitters, which is a North Carolina company making bitters. So they are bringing their product in. In fact, the chefs are already saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And how am I going to beat XYZ over there? Whoops, that's the name of another. So the chef's competition, and Chuck, you guys can be proud of this because I know you live in a beautiful area, Marshall, North Carolina. And in Marshall is Sweet Monkey and Chef Holly West, which is phenomenal. Young lady, and she was one of our top winners in the Amuse event, and she's one of our top chefs competing on Saturday.
Well, Jeannie and I just happened to have had dinner there a couple nights ago. In fact, it was the day that was announced, I think, that she was actually a winner. She had put it on a little board inside of her her restaurant there, the Sweet Monkey and Marshall. So I know Holly. I've known her before she actually opened the restaurant. She used to be baking in the ovens up at the extension office there in Marshall. So
yes.
I got to know her very early on, and we've been watching her and going to some of her wonderful food things there. So it's nice, and I'm happy for her to see that she's going to be in one of the finals.
Yes, and she's also going to be participating in the suite because she does absolutely incredible desserts. And I have to say, as a side note, she was our caterer for the Elixir event last year and did such a fantastic job. So we're going to really see some fine things there. But we also have Chef Joe Mitchell from the Chestnut restaurant, Chestnut Asheville, and also Corner Kitchen. We're going to have Chef Stephen Goff. Steve, he's an instructor at AB Tech. He's worked in a lot of different places here in Asheville. Absolutely incredible young man. And we're going to have Chef Klein from Buffalo Nickel. And Chef Klein is involved in several competitions, I must say. These are all absolutely incredible chefs. And this is an Iron Chef 1-hour competition. And they don't know what the secret ingredient is. And, you know, I found the most Oh, well, I can't tell you what the secret ingredient is, really, because that wouldn't be fair, because I don't know when this is going to air.
So when is the chef's competition going to be conducted, the final?
It'll be 3 o'clock on the Saturday at the Grand Tasting itself. It'll take, as I said, 1 hour. They have 1 hour, finish or not. They've got to plate it. They're putting it out for the judges. And let me tell you, I have some of the most incredible judges this year. I won't name them all, but I will tell you, one of the judges, she has probably some of the best and longest running PBS cooking programs in the United States. And she was also a friend of Julia Child and had her own cooking school in Wisconsin. So this is Jill Prescott, Chef Jill Prescott, she's a toughie, I think. I also, serendipity, we're going to have Chef Hudson, who is the chef de cuisine for the Disney properties in Orlando. And he was coming up for the festival, and I said, hey, how would you like to pop in and be part of this process itself? So we've got six chefs who are absolutely incredible judges, and they're going to be judging these four competitors who are out there to get the title of the best chef in Western North Carolina.
And the 3 p.m. Chef's Challenge is going to be included in the tickets?
It is. And there's plenty of seating. We're pulling out a whole section of bleachers at one section of the arena itself, so there'll be plenty of seating. And you don't have to stay for the entire time. You can walk around. You can visit the wineries, the cheeseries, all the different things, all the fooderies that are there. Enjoy yourself. Come back in. See the competition, because we'll have MCs there talking about what's happening and how they're progressing. And, actually, I met with one of the judges. In fact, one of the judges is Chef Ulf Ralph, who was the winner last year. I was just at a restaurant in Charleston last week. Just absolutely incredible, wonderful time. And so I said, how would this secret ingredient do? And she says, they'd shoot you, Bob. Don't you dare. So, but it'll take about 20 minutes. So we'll be through by 4:30, and the winner will be announced. And there'll be some people disappointed, but there'll be some people absolutely ecstatically happy.
Sounds like a good time. I'm just going to have to try to make that one. That sounds good. I love cooking shows anyway. I've always been a sucker for that. Okay, tell us a little bit about what we can expect when we come there for parking. What time should we come? And tell us some inside scoop on how best to get there.
Well, Chuck, there's always a crush at the door. And this year, we're always working that process to get people in as quick as possible. We can't open the doors up before a certain time so that the vendors and everyone are ready for the crush to come in. But in designing the 3 floors and the movement itself, we want to let people in on time. We want to move them through there, get them in very quickly. So we'll actually be putting wristbands and checking IDs. And please, you must bring your ID if you're coming to this, because no one under 21 is allowed in the wine and food festival or any of our events. In some respects, we want everyone to have fun. We want everyone to drink responsibly and to be of that legal age, and that is very, very important to us. So you'll be able to get in right on time. If you're a VIP ticket at the Grand Tasting, you'll be right at 1 o'clock. We're going to open those doors, because we're going to already go out into the waiting lines or the crowds and provide the wristbands and check their tickets and everything else. If you're general admission, be there at 2 o'clock or a little before 2 o'clock, because you'll be able to get in at that time and just see all the wonderful things that are happening. Now, parking is really easy, because the U.S. Cellular Service or Cellular Center has their own parking facility right next door. In fact, there's 3 parking garages within walking distance downtown Asheville. So there's absolutely a ton of parking for you. You have no problem with that. Indeed, after the festival's over, you have all the time and energy and everything else to walk around downtown. And that's not just for the Grand Tasting. It's also for Suite. There's all the parking facilities available for that. And we actually do have parking over at the Morris Hellenic Center, which is in the Monford District. So that's an easy area to get to, and you can park there. You can park within the Chamber of Commerce area and come on down the street a block or two. So it's all really, it's downtown. That's what we like.
You've made this sound like an absolutely fantastic event, which I know it's going to be. How would people find out where to go to get the tickets? You have websites, email addresses, phone calls. How do we do that?
Well, Chuck, the best way is to really go on the web to AshevilleWineAndFood.com. I know a lot of people say food and wine, but remember, you order your wine before you order your food. So it's AshevilleWineAndFood.com. I will say that if you make up your mind at the last minute or you don't know, there will be tickets at the doors for all the events. And so we'll have tickets for Elixir, we'll have tickets for Sweet, and you'll be able to buy tickets for the Grand Tasting right there at the box office at the U.S. Cellular Center.
In case somebody's got some last-minute questions they need, somebody they can call?
Well, you know, they can, and you'll see it on the website. There are numbers to call, but I had asked people to check out the FAQs, the frequently asked questions, because we have over the 7 years tried to compile a lot of those questions that people are asking. We've put answers and everything there for us, but there's also a lot of contact where they can just, on their cell phone or whether they're on their website, just drop us an email.
Tell me a little bit about this special app. I was curious about that. You mentioned it in the first session. You said this application is available on the website that tells you all the different events that's going to be going on.
Different events and when and the vendors and where the vendors are located, because remember, you have three floors. If you think you can get through everyone, well, good luck for you. But, you know, you should really look both at your program and look at the app. And also on the website, I have all the vendors listed on the website under the Grand Tasting, under the Suite, and under the Elixir. So you can see all of those. You can even click on their logos and go to their websites and see all the different things that are available for you that you might like to ask them about or to taste when you're at the festival itself. But the app itself, I have to say, Chuck, I'm very proud. One of our big sponsors this year is Bon Appetit. And Bon Appetit, I hear they're bringing a food truck, one of their food trucks that they want to showcase some of the foods and different things like this. But they are really putting Asheville on the map this year. Fantastic. And so they're helping us with that.
Fantastic. I know Bon Appetit magazine is very, very nice, well-respected food magazine in the world. So that'll be great. Happy to see that. For people who are coming for the first time, I strongly suggest either going to the app or getting a copy of the program and sitting down and sort of mapping out what special things that you want to try to see over the 3 hours as you're going to be browsing through this menagerie of foods and wines and distilled products. It's always helpful to know before what it is you're interested in. If you're interested in certain kind of foods, if you're interested in certain kind of wines or certain kind of beers, you should get into that and see those things and get it mapped out. Otherwise, you may miss out. I know some people just show up at the door and start browsing and have no idea what they're seeing. And after they've gone home, they've found out they've missed some of the best things that they've.
You know, and there's new things to excite yourself with, such as a kombucha. And, of course, the Bucci group will be there. But also ciders this year. And I know you've really been involved in the cider. And so there's a lot of cideries that are showing up. It's just a lot of different products, not just gluten-free, because there are gluten-free products, but there's totally new venues and new types of products, a new way of showcasing what we produce here in Western North Carolina.
Well, we're just really tickled about the opportunity to have a chance to chat with you, Bob. We've been talking with Bob Bowles, founder of the Asheville Wine and Food Festival in Asheville, North Carolina. For those of you who have never been, I strongly urge you to get on board with this program and come up and take a peek at it and taste some of the wonderful things that we have available for you here in Asheville. Again, the weekend and the dates are?
August the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Grand Tasting is on the 22nd. Suite is on the 21st, and Elixir is on the 20th. They each are a little different time, so go to the website, check things out. You can buy your tickets on the web, or you can buy them at the door.
Bob, thank you very much for spending time with us on our show today.
Thank you for all you do, Chuck.
This is the Mountain Grapevine on WART Community Radio for Madison County, North Carolina. If you have a friend whom you think might enjoy my program, tell them my Thursday programs will be rebroadcast on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Chuck Blethyn signing off for today. Cheers! Thank you.